wrestling in my doubts, in my failures you will walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence you won't let go, in the questions your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My line house, shining in the darkness. My line house, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe. You show up. chosen victory, and now you're seated forever on the throne. So why should my heart fear what you've defeated? Oh, I will trust in you alone. The darkest night, you can light it up. Every stronghold will crumble. Hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken your people. Oh, come awaken the city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear the chains hit the walls you can't break through, no mountains you can move, all things are possible. There's no broken body you can raise, no soul that you can save, all things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up.
you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 That is who you are.
Even when I don't see it working, even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, never stop working. You never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you are.
We serve an awesome God. Thank you.
is a prison as cruel as a grave. Shame is a robber, and he's come to take my name. Love is my redeemer, lifting me up from the ground. Love is a power where my freedom's always found. Shame is a prison. Shame is a prison as cruel as a grave. Shame is a robber, and he's come to take my name. Love is my redeemer, lifting me up from the ground. Love is the power where my freedom songs find. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down when I hear that trumpet sound. Gonna rise out of the ground. Well, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Here is a liar with a smooth and velvet tongue. Fear is a tyrant, he's always telling me to run. Love is resurrection, love is a trumpet sound. Love is a weapon, I'm gonna take my giant stand. Gonna hold my body down when I hear that trumpet sound. Gonna rise up out of the ground. Well, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Oh no, between death and life. And there on the tree the Lamb of God was crucified, and he went on down to hell, and he took back every key, and he rose up as a lion. He said he'd all the captives free. Well, there ain't no grave trumpet sound. He rose up out of the ground. Well, there ain't no grave that could hold his body down. Oh no, oh no, there ain't no grave. Oh no, oh no, there ain't no grave.
walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. You walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. You walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. You walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. Oh, if you walked out of the grave, I'm walking too. Oh, oh, oh no, there ain't no grave. Oh, no, oh, no. Says it all, doesn't it? Children, may his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, their children. May his presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, within you. He's with you, he's with you. May his presence go before you, and behind you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. He's with you, he's with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. He is for you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. 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 And you're going, and you're weeping, and rejoicing. He is for you. He's for you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, and you're going, and you're weeping, and rejoicing. He is for you. He's for you. He is 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 for you. He's for you. For you. Father God, you are so incredible. Oh, Lord, we worship you this morning. We lift up your name this morning. Oh, Lord, be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we're worshiping this morning, I was just impressed that too many of us walk into this place looking at the mountain that's in front of us. And then we sang God of Revival. Did you catch any of the words in that song? There's no mountain you won't move. Amen. You know, we might be dealing with physical issues. We might be dealing with financial issues. There's all kinds of stuff that comes at us in the course of our life. But none of them are a mountain too big for our God. He will, can, and will move those mountains. The bigger question is, what are you focused on? What am I focused on? Are we focused on the mountain or the mountain mover? God, I thank you that you are bigger than anything. Anything. There is nothing that is too powerful for you. There is nothing that can overcome you. You have destroyed death and sin. You have made this world, and it is in your hands. You are in control of it all. Every piece, every situation, every circumstance. You are the God who sees, the God who cares. God, you are present in our lives. And you are indeed the mountain mover we need to keep our eyes fixed on. Lord, help us to put our hope and our trust in you today. Lord, I know Judy's concerned about some health issues. Lord, would you minister to her this morning? Would you speak to her? Would you touch her body? Would you bring healing and wholeness to her flesh as we know only you can, Lord? Father, I thank you that Andy is here this morning. Lord, in the hospital this last week with chest pains, but this morning he's here worshiping you. God, be glorified in and through your people this morning. Be exalted on high in this place. Lord, invade those homes of those that are watching this via live cast. Lord, just send your Holy Spirit to be an overwhelming presence with them in that place today. Oh, God, we give you glory and honor today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Brian and I were definitely concerned about what his mom might share about either one of us today, but you know.
When you get my age, you can do things like that.
We are absolutely blessed this morning, and I guarantee you will be touched. You will be ministered to this morning as Pastor Brian's mom, Sister Hill, talks to us and gives us a word from the Lord.
Thank you. Welcome her
this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Pastor Kurt, I believe you preached your first sermon at our church. Is that right? We kind of booted you along, didn't we? That's right. I know it's the first of something. Praise the Lord. God is good. He is good all the time. All the time. Well, most of you know that I'm Brian's mom. Well, could I tell you some stories about Brian? I'm just going to tell one. Now, I'm tired of telling the one about the mailbox. I'm not going to tell you that. When Brian was 13 years old, he's on his birthday. Brian's heart's always been tender-hearted. And he came up and he said, "Mom, I'm not ever going to leave you." He didn't need no sympathy. He needed a strong hand. I said, "Well, my goodness, Brian, am I going to put up with you all my life?" Thank God Kathy came along. Now it's your responsibility, Kathy. I have a beautiful family here today. Anya, you sang beautiful. Beautiful. You're such a blessing. Lily doesn't say much, but she smiles. And the little girl behind the mask down there never stops talking. My two great nephews are here, and my two lovely daughters. So it's good to have family support, isn't it? Even though they told me, "Mama, Daddy, we wouldn't call into the ministry. You were." But they were there too, whether they liked it or not. And they're in church today. Amen. To keep preachers' kids in church is a task. Amen. Of course, I raised angels, you know. It was the deacon's kids that had the horns. Do we have any deacons here? That's my introduction. I'm Brian's mom, and my family's here. I'm Kathy's mother-in-law. Kathy, I knew when I first saw you was going to be my daughter-in-law. I knew she was the one, because Brian been praying, God send me somebody to love me. And it was Kathy. And Bo visited us one time, and I let him play some drums. First time drummer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you still playing the drums? Good, good, good. The call's without repentance, you know. We got to do what God called us to do. And that was for me to preach the gospel. 1 year ago this month, well, sometime earlier before that, I became ill, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. And I never get sick, ever. And I thought, well, in a few days I'll feel better. But in a few days, I was worse. So my daughter Kim over there said, now, Mama, I know you don't like to go to the doctors, but you need to go. So I said, okay. And I went to my local doctor, and he gave me a blood test, which was not good. I didn't hardly have any. Who knows you can't live without blood? You got to have it. So I ended up in Fort Smith, Arkansas, in the emergency room, and from there into the hospital. And they come in and give me the good news. That next morning, wasn't so good, that I had leukemia. And that'll stop you in your tracks, leukemia. I thought, there's never been cancer in our family. It's always been heart problems, you know. So I was the first there, first in my family to have leukemia. So we kind of had a family meeting, and Kim asked my doctor what would happen if I didn't take the treatments. And he said, very square shooter, my doctor. I call him Zingy. He said, well, she'll die. That's what'll happen, she'll die. So we got together and discussed my trip to MD Anderson in Houston, Texas. And that was during the COVID time, you know, when you couldn't hardly move. So I went to have them confirm my diagnosis out of Fort Smith. And who's ever had a bone marrow test? No fun. And they confirmed that I did have leukemia. And from right there, I didn't get to leave the hospital. Right there, they put me right in the hospital. They tell me Kim cried all the way home, because that morning was the last time I didn't get to see her till when, Kim? A month. So they put me in quarantine. You'd be surprised what you'll do in quarantine. The drip IV pole, I talked to the IV pole. I called her the Iron Lady. We had a big wind in that room, and I'd roar and I'd stand and I'd wave at that window, you know, try to keep them going crazy. And one night I could hear somebody yelling and screaming. I thought, gee whiz, and it was me. So I stayed there, and they got a regimen of treatment for me that fit my needed to help me get over this. So I went back the end of I went home, and I went back in July, wasn't it? And it told me I was cancer free. My doctor knew that already. Anyway, my doctor was a Jew, which is okay. I was glad to hear that. And I said, well, when he told me it was confirmed I had leukemia, I said, well, I tell you what, doctor, you do what you went to college to learn to do, and I'm going to do what I know to do. And he was very sarcastic. He said, well, it's hard to bottle a prayer. Poor dummy. So right away, we was at odds. So that's my testimony in Houston, Texas. I was on a journey. Stand before you cancer-free today. Not because of Houston, Texas and Dr. Cornball, but because God said so. Because God said so. I had gotten an infection in my PICC line, so I had to go back into the hospital. And while I was there, it was on a Saturday, a lady from our church, didn't know I was in the hospital, called me. And she said, Sister Hill, I want you to know God is not through with you. And I said, I receive that. You know, when God tells you something good, you need to receive it. I don't believe I'd be here today if I hadn't received that good report from her. But I stand before you healed completely, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I'm healed because God said so. And he wanted me to go and preach the gospel. I'm going to be taking my... We have at our church one little deal up here like that. I love your background here. We have a cross at our church, and we have a purple wrap around it. It's beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful. I'm going to take my text out of Psalms 30. Can you see me over this? The incredible shrinking woman. Psalms 30. I will exalt you, Lord, for you have lifted me up out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. I recall that looking. That was my enemy. Lord my God, I call to you for help, and you heal me. You heal me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. That would be the hell or the grave. I said that a lot. Lord, you heal me. You heal me. You heal me. Turn to Isaiah 53. I'll be reading the whole chapter up to... That's not what I want to. Who has believed our message? Another rendition is, who has believed our report? You believe me here today? I'll give you a report on what God has done for me. And I'm sure there are those here that need a healing today. If we was, the Holy Spirit was to come and we have a healing service, who would need a healing? Thank you for being honest. Well, it could be your day. It could be all of your days for this special healing. Amen. To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of a dry ground. He has no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their face. He was despised, and we held him to low esteem. Surely he took upon our pain and bore our sufferings. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. Think back for just a moment. The night before crucifixion, what the Roman soldiers did. And they were masterminds at what they knew to do. You men know how it is to have somebody pluck your beard. They pluck all of his beard. It would cause pain and probably swelling. And after the Roman soldiers mistreated him, up all night, talking about the human Jesus, They took a cat of nine tails, and they began to beat his back. 39, save one. They figured a 40 stripes would kill you, so they gave him the maximum sentence of 39 stripes. Mary, his mother, as she stood at the foot of the cross, looked upon him, her son. Looked at that little forehead that she had kissed many times. The little hands that once curled her. Grab her finger and hold on. Talking about him and Jesus as a little baby. His little feet. Don't you know she kissed those little feet many, many, many times. And there she stood at the foot of the cross. Remembering those things. Forgetting what he was there to do, and that was to die on the cross for the sins of the world. Mary, his mother. The angel appeared to her, and she was willing to obey the Lord. Not really knowing, like I said, what she was in for. He laid all of our iniquities on him. All the stripes on his back was for my healing. See, I believe in healing. I believe in miracles. You see one standing before you here today. Turn with me to Mark, first chapter. I like Mark because it gives a summary of Jesus and John the Baptist. You know, he baptized Jesus. He announced the good news. Mark tells us of all the things that he did. His healing ministry started there. It says Jesus heals many. He went to pray for a solitary place to pray, and he saw his cup. Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus' healing ministry began the healing of a man with leprosy. Leprosy. A type of cancer. They wasn't allowed to be around the healed people or the not healed. Around people that was healthy. So he healed a man with leprosy. Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. He said, I am willing. If you're willing, can you heal me? He said, I am willing. And that word indignant would mean astonished that maybe that he couldn't believe that he could get his healing. And he said, I am willing. He said, be clean. Be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And he said, see that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priests and offer that sacrifice that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them. If you go over in the Old Testament, it was had something to do with doves. And he took them to the priests. You know, he was our dove. sacrificial dove. But instead of that, he went out, began to tell, spreading the news. And as a result, he could no longer enter openly into the town because the masses would overcome him. If the world knew today that Jesus is in this place with us, Brother Kurt, there wouldn't be enough room to hold them all. And if they really knew how close his coming was, there wouldn't be enough room to hold them all. But seconds after we rapture out of here, you'll be full. Your church will be full. Be a lot of embarrassed people. Hypocrites. Lukewarm. Jesus forgives and heals the paralytic. Jesus ate with sinners. A woman with alabaster box of oil. Expensive oil. She washed his feet and dried his feet with her hair. I'd have trouble today. I wouldn't be able to do that. And some of you wouldn't either. I'm not a clothesline preacher. Don't believe a woman has to have long hair. But in those days, they did different than what we do today. Miracles, miracles, miracles. We're going to have a healing service. You're free to come up front, or you can stand up at your seat. Brother Kurt, however they want to do it is all right with me, but I'd like for you and the elders to come, if you would. Now Jesus is here, and he spoke to us already. So when you stand believing that he's here, just one touch from Jesus, just one touch can heal you from anything. Depression. That's the thing going today is depression. Some people are lonely. Some people are just lazy when it comes to serving God. We should be willing to do anything that he asks us to do.
I don't think the morning would be complete without praying for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Stand if you would. Lift your hands and pray with me this morning.
I receive from the Lord all his blessings.
Oh, Lord, you are awesome and holy. Oh, God, you are so worthy of all praise. Lord, we lift Sister Hilda to you this morning. Lord, first of all, I praise you and thank you for what you have done and are doing in her life. Lord, we give you glory and honor for that, Father God, for touching her, for working through her, for working in her body. Lord, we continue to commit her to you. Lord, that your hand would continue to be upon her flesh, that you would continue to bring her wholeness and peace and joy. God, we pray that it wouldn't just be blood, but the Holy Spirit that flows through her veins, that continues to minister to her, that continues to touch her, that continues to strengthen her day after day after day. Lord, that she would continue to preach your word and speak your truth, Father God. Lord, we know someday you will call her home. We know someday she will stand in your presence. But while she's here, while she's on this earth, let her do your will, Father God. Let her speak your truth. Give her boldness, Lord God, to proclaim your word in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, continue to strengthen her and give her wholeness. Hallelujah, Lord. Let your peace, let your joy be upon her. Father God, let your words just flow in and through her life, Father. Lord, I pray for her kids, each and every one of them. Lord, that you would continue to touch them and minister to them and give Kim and Janelle and Brian strength. Lord, let your Holy Spirit guide and direct their lives. Lord, as she has been a witness to them, let them be a witness to others, Father God.
God, would you touch them? God, would you give them strength as they head home tomorrow, Lord? Would you protect them and watch over them? Would you keep them safe, Father God? Lord, we pray for your blessing and your anointing upon them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for being in this place this morning. We thank you for speaking through Sister Hill this morning and touching hearts and lives of people, that lives are changed today in Jesus' name. We're not going back. We're not revisiting them. We're going forward because they're changed in Jesus' name. God, thank you for the power and presence of your Holy Spirit in this place. Lord, bless you and be with you this week in Jesus' name. Amen.